I travel quite a bit for my job, and most of the time I drive myself. It takes me all over the country, and typically I enjoy it a lot, but I've had some interesting experiences. One of those happened 2 years ago now. I was driving home, but still a good distance away. I was somewhere in Arkansas, I believe, in seemingly the middle of nowhere. For some reason, I was not on the highway, but a quieter road. I don't recall if there was construction or if I took a wrong turn or what, but on both sides of the road was just grass and occasionally trees or woods. I remember that my signal went out on my phone. Obviously, I had directions on my phone, but they soon went away with my signal. Nothing would load, and I had to just hope that I was going in the right direction. Soon, it became later and later at night. I hadn't booked a hotel, but had been planning to do so when I stopped for gas. Eventually, I remember that my car made a noise, and I realized that I was running low on gas. Meanwhile, I still had no service. The last thing I wanted was to be stranded out here with no signal and no fuel. I decided that I would take the next exit and hope that there was a gas station up ahead. So about a mile later, I saw a road on the right that looked promising. I turned down it and started driving. Soon, I saw a sign for a gas station, but it was down yet another road. The sign said that it was 4 miles down that road. It seemed pretty far, but I could make it. So I drove the 4 miles and soon arrived at the gas station. When I got there, I saw that it was certainly in the middle of nowhere. There were some trees and wild land around it, but other than that, there were no other businesses or anything nearby. I parked next to one of the gas pumps and I checked my phone. It still had no service. I looked to the convenience store connected to the gas station, but it was closed. Luckily, I could still get gas. I got out of my car, and it was crazy how quiet it was. I started fueling my car, and I looked around. There were no other cars driving by or anything. But when I was looking around, I looked into the direction of the small convenience store building. There was a man standing kind of behind it and on the side. He appeared to be looking right at me. I was wondering who he was and what he was doing there. It was really sketchy. I couldn't see many details about the man because of how dark it was and how far away he was from me. I looked away and casually looked elsewhere. But I had a bad feeling about the guy and thought about being done getting gas even though the tank wasn't full. However, I was in the middle of nowhere and knew that I needed the fuel, so I let it run. I looked back over to the direction of the man and he was still there and still looking at me. This was creepy, to say the least. Just when my gas tank was full, I started to take the pump out and noticed the man disappear behind the building. I was glad that he was gone, and also wondered what he was doing. I got inside my car, breathing a sigh of relief. Then I started the engine and checked my phone yet again for service. I still had nothing. I was about to drive away when I noticed a car driving around from behind the gas station, and I don't even think that car had been on the road. I'm pretty sure behind the building was just dirt. I realized that it was likely the man that had been watching me. I started to drive away and saw the headlights of the car behind me. When I left the parking lot, the car followed me. Now I was once again really creeped out. Whoever this guy was following me. It seemed like he had his brights on as well. I couldn't tell any details of what the guy looked like. I moved over to the side of the road, hoping that he would pass me, but he stayed on me. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't drive to a police station because I didn't know where any of them were. I also didn't have any service on my phone, so I couldn't call the police or look up directions to anywhere. At least I had a full tank of gas though. I would have to just drive and hope to find a place that I could go or lose the tail of the car. I drove back towards the highway that I had previously been on. But after going straight for a while, I panicked and turned. When I drove down that street a little ways, I turned again. I really had no clue where I was going. I just felt like if I turned a lot, maybe the guy behind me would get tired of following me. He didn't seem to, though, and remained right on my tail. Eventually, I made it to a slightly larger and busier road. However, nobody else was out. I didn't see a single other vehicle. The guy remained right behind me as I drove down this road for a while. Soon, I turned again, and I turned at just about every single opportunity that I got. After driving around and randomly turning for probably 15 more minutes, I decided to just go straight for a while. I didn't know where I was, but honestly, I was tired of turning. I drove down that street for a few minutes. Then, suddenly, the car behind me just turned onto a random road. I had to look twice, and I couldn't believe my eyes, but it was finally gone. I kept driving, and then I turned onto another road in case the car changed its mind. From there, I checked my phone, but still had no service. I decided to just keep driving down that road until I got a signal again. It took me almost an hour, but finally I had coverage. I first looked up directions to a nearby town. I found a hotel room and then called the police and reported the whole situation. I'm not sure if that man was ever located. I still wonder who he was and what he was doing, and I'm really glad that I made it out of there okay. This happened many years ago when I was a kid. I was probably about 10 years old or so. I remember that my parents and I would go to my uncle's house sometimes. My uncle lives in a pretty big house on a large property, but he lives way out in the country where there's nothing else around. It was like 40 minutes away, but we had a lot of family gatherings there because of the space. Between the land and the nice house, it was the best place for all of us to meet. When we went there though, I would always be bored. All of my cousins are much older than I am, so I didn't really have anybody to talk to. So one time when we were there, I was bored, so I went outside. My uncle had a basketball hoop behind the house, and I was messing around over there. There was also a huge woods in my uncle's yard. I'm not sure if all of it was on his property or not, but there was a trail going into the woods. I got curious and decided to walk down it to see what it was like. I had never been on the trail, but I had heard about it. When I first started to walk down it, it was just like any other trail in the woods. It was pretty dense on both sides, and the trail was not very wide. I kept walking, and several minutes later, reached an area where the trail was less paved. It seemed like it wasn't really maintained much at this point. The grass was longer, and then there was an option to go left or right. I think I went left, and I just kept going down that trail. It was pretty interesting to me, because I didn't have a lot of hiking experience. It was also more entertaining for me than sitting in my uncle's house with nobody to hang out with. So I walked down random trails and turned several more times for the next 20 minutes or so, probably. Then I decided that I wanted to head back, except I no longer knew the way. It was something that I didn't think about when I was going farther in. I started to panic a little bit when I realized that I had no clue how to get back. Back when I was a kid, I didn't have a smartphone at age 10 like kids seem to nowadays. I was on my own to figure it out. I tried to retrace my steps for the next several minutes. It was during this time when I heard a noise a ways behind me. My first thought was that it was some kind of an animal, and I was terrified. I was thinking it might be a bear or a mountain lion or something. As I kept walking and tried to go faster, I continued to hear the noise behind me. I looked back, but saw nothing at first, because it was too far behind me. As I kept walking, I continued to hear the noise a ways back. It sort of sounded like it was getting closer to me, but I also realized that it didn't sound like an animal anymore, but a person. It didn't really make me feel much better though, and I was still scared, because who would be walking out in this woods? When I got to a straight point in the path, I looked behind me and just briefly saw a man walking. I didn't know who he was. He was tall, sort of thin, and he was looking down, so I didn't get a good look at his face. But I tried to walk even faster than I already was. I was desperately trying to find my way back to my uncle's, but I had no clue if I was heading in the right direction. I turned a few times when there were options to in the trails. I'm not even sure if my uncle made these trails or if they were animal trails now. But every time I turned, the guy behind me seemed to turn the same way. He was very slowly getting closer, but for the most part, maintaining the same distance. When the trail was going around a sharp turn, I took the corner, and then I dashed into the woods. It was very thick at that part, but I didn't know what else to do. I ran in and then hid in a bush. I was laying on the ground, and I got all kinds of scratched up in the process, but I soon heard the man walking. I remember hearing him go off the trail a little bit, and I got really nervous. He was walking around sort of in the area I was, but after that, he moved along. He remained off the trail, and I'm 90% sure that he was looking for me. I soon heard him go farther away, and then I stopped hearing him altogether. I kept hiding where I was for a good 10 minutes at least, I would guess. I was afraid that he was still there someplace, but when I finally got up the courage to leave my hiding spot, I did not see the man. I then left and went back to the trail. I still had no clue where I was though, so I just started walking in the opposite direction that the man had gone. For like 10 minutes, I just kept going down the path, and then by a miracle, I saw my uncle's yard in the distance. I ran for it and had finally made it back. I had probably been gone for about an hour. After going back inside my uncle's house, I found my parents and told them what had happened. Then we found my uncle, and I asked him who the guy in the woods would be. He said that nobody else should be back there, and his property went on for many acres. So my uncle went out there and was in the woods for a while, but he came back and said that he didn't see anybody. My uncle said there was really no other property nearby. That made it even more creepy to me. I was really scared when the man was following me, but I sort of thought maybe it was a neighbor. I thought maybe I wandered into his property or something. Knowing that he was trespassing makes it even more scary. After that, I didn't go in my uncle's woods alone anymore. This happened just last year. I was driving home and making a relatively long drive. It was going to take me about 4 hours, and I was also driving a majority of it at night. I had the directions on my phone and had it in my phone holder in front of me and to my right. As I was driving at night, I was listening to music and not paying much attention to the maps. I had been driving on one really long highway for over an hour, and in the process, I missed the exit that I was supposed to take. That would have led me to another highway, but instead, I was going in the wrong direction for like 30 minutes. When I finally realized my mistake, the directions were telling me to go off of the highway. I then had to take a bunch of back roads to connect to the highway that I needed to go on. It was a shortcut, but it was going through seemingly the middle of nowhere. By this time, the roads were extremely dark and quiet as well. I didn't see many other cars out. One of the roads that I was driving on was particularly quiet. I was going pretty slow, and after driving on that road for about a mile, my directions told me to turn left. After making the turn, I instantly saw somebody lying on the road up ahead. It appeared to be a man laying on his side and facing away from me. It was so weird that right away I was suspicious of it. He was like directly in the middle of the road and would block anyone from going by. The man wasn't moving. I wanted to just get out of there, but possibly the man needed help. I stopped my car a ways back from him. On the side of me was the woods, and on the other side was a grassy area with a few trees here and there. There was hardly any light at all. As my car was sitting there on the road, I wanted to see if the man was okay, but I didn't want to get out. I rolled down my window and yelled, asking the man if he was okay. He didn't move or say anything. Then I decided to call the police. I took my phone from the holder and started to dial. As I was looking down at my phone and doing so, something caught the corner of my eye. I looked over and saw a man coming out of the woods and going right towards my car. When I saw this, I then saw the man who had been lying on the road start to get up. It was a trap. I knew it. I put my car into reverse and floored it, and I started reversing and moving away from the guys. But obviously, I wasn't used to going in reverse at high speeds. I wasn't really going that fast, and it was kind of hard to control my car going backwards. I couldn't really see where I was going either, and the men both started chasing after me. They were almost catching up, but when I made it back to the turn that I had come around, I put a little bit of distance between us. Then I slammed on my brakes and turned, so I was then facing the direction of the new road. The men almost caught up with me when I was stopped for a second, but I was able to drive away just before they reached me. I got out of there and then called the police when I was a distance away from them. I gave the exact location of where it occurred, and then I took another route to where I needed to go. I hope that the police found those guys, or they didn't try whatever it was someplace else. I made it back home a little bit later than I had hoped that night, but I made it back safe, and that's what really matters. I used to live in the middle of nowhere for my job. I would move about every year for the first couple of years that I worked at the company. All of the cities that I lived in were cool in their own way, but this one in particular was way out there. There was lots of wildlife and land nearby, but not much of a city. I was able to live in a pretty nice house because of the location. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't a mansion or anything. but it was a lot nicer than the other places that I had lived. One thing I liked to do was go for runs to get exercise. I would go run along the side of nearby roads. There were no sidewalks way out there, but the streets were never very busy. Not that many people drove on the roads near my house with how quiet of an area it was, so I could easily jog on the side of the road without any worries. One night when I got back from work, I went out for a run. I worked all kinds of hours, so I would get off at all different times. It was a little bit later this time, but I still had a lot of energy. So after work, I left my house and went onto my street. Then I connected to a little bit of a busier road. And by busier, I only mean that it was a larger road. There would still rarely be any cars that went down it. It was probably about 9 o'clock at night or so. I started jogging on the side of the road, and this road went down for miles, so usually I would just run along it and then turn around and go back after a while. Probably 10 minutes in, a car passed me by, traveling at a pretty slow speed. I didn't pay it any attention to what it did after it went past me, but it must have turned somewhere and then gone back without me noticing, maybe on another road, because several minutes later, I saw the same car coming from the same direction as before. I thought maybe it was a different car that was the same make and model, but that's a pretty strange coincidence. I was pretty focused on running and not looking around, but I still noticed that that was weird. The car slowly went past me, and then when it got a ways up, started to pull over on the side of the road. I was wondering what was going on. This was the middle of nowhere. Maybe the person was lost. As the car was pulling over on the same side of the road that I was running on, it then turned and was sort of at an angle where it was right in my way. I was going to have to either go way up on the grass to pass them or way out into the road. As I approached, I was planning to go up into the grass, but then the car's door opened up. I saw a man starting to step out, who was wearing all black clothing and a ski mask. When I saw that, I started to turn around immediately. The guy was still a ways up. I continued to jog, but now was going in the opposite direction. I didn't look back, but I heard the sound of the guy getting back inside the car. Soon, I heard the car starting to drive after me again. As the car started approaching, I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't have my phone on me. When I went out jogging, I wouldn't bring anything. I just had my Fitbit on and my one house key. I didn't like running with things in my pockets, so I wouldn't be able to call for help or anything, but I never figured that I would have to living way out here. The guy in the car would easily be able to catch up with me soon though. But then, I got extremely lucky. I saw another car driving down the road towards me up ahead. The other car was still following me from behind, but I then ran into the middle of the road. I started trying to wave down the other car that was coming in my direction so that it would stop. The car slowed down, and as it was stopping, the car that was following me went around us and drove past. The driver of the car that stopped rolled down their window, and I think they were starting to ask me what was going on. I pointed to the other car, and I told them that they had been following me. I watched the car go out of sight. Then, I quickly ran back towards my house. I was able to make it back to my street and then go to my house. When I got home, I called the police and reported it. After that, I stopped jogging outside at night. It was so crazy for that to happen there, because the area was literally in the middle of nowhere. I don't live there anymore, but I still think about that experience all the time. Two years ago, I went on a road trip with my girlfriend. We were traveling across the country and stopping at a lot of parks. Most of the ones we were trying to go to were state parks, but not all of them. We both like to go hiking and that sort of stuff. My girlfriend is a lot more into it than I am, but I do enjoy it. On this road trip in particular, we were probably like 5 days in, and everything was going well. We had seen lots of cool places, and we were out west somewhere. I don't even remember the exact state. It was either New Mexico, Colorado, or Arizona. Anyways, it was approaching sunset, and we had just been to a park a couple of hours ago. Now we were driving to our next hotel, which was still a few hours away, but I remember that my girlfriend really liked this particular area that we were in. She saw a sign for a park and asked me to stop and look at it. So I took the exit, which led to a somewhat quiet road. The land was a mixture of mountains and deserts. We drove along this road for a few miles and then saw a small parking lot for a hiking path. My girlfriend asked me to pull in. She then wanted to know if I was down for a quick hike or to just look around. If I had to estimate, I would say that we had about 20 minutes of daylight left before things got really dark. I said all right, because it was a pretty cool area. So we parked and then got out of the car. Our car was the only one in the entire parking lot, and the road by it was very quiet as well. We got out and started walking on the trail. I remember about 10 minutes into it, we took some pictures of the scenery. My girlfriend mentioned that she had no service, and I looked at my phone and I didn't have any either. So we walked a little bit farther, and by then it was getting really dark, so we started heading back. This particular trail was sort of tough terrain as well. It was a lot of hills and rocks and trees. We eventually made it back to the beginning of the trail. When we approached the entrance to the parking lot, though, I noticed something. There was another car in the parking lot. When I got closer, I saw that there was somebody standing right outside of our vehicle. I was walking in front of my girlfriend, and I stopped and motioned for her to do the same. We went to the side a little bit next to a giant rock. We were mostly obstructed from the view of whoever was in the parking lot. I told my girlfriend what I had seen. The person at the car looked like maybe they were going to try to break into my car or something. Then I decided to look around the corner of the rock to get a better view. But when I looked, I saw that the person was now walking towards us. I moved back, and we both headed the opposite way back down the trail. By now, it was almost completely dark out. I knew something was going on. The person didn't say anything, but soon entered the trail behind us. My girlfriend and I then went off trail. We went up on top of a rock and then went through some brush. It got really steep at one point, but we were able to then cut back around. We did not make our way back to the path, but went off path in the direction of the parking lot. Within a minute or two, we got back to the parking lot, coming out of some brush. I heard the person somewhere behind us. We then ran for the car and got inside quickly. Then I drove out of there. When we were leaving and driving down the street, I saw the person emerging from where we had. I got back to another road after that, and we weren't followed or anything. After that, we didn't make any more stops near sunset. I'm not sure who that person was. It wasn't any kind of park official, because their car was an old beater, and the person was not wearing any kind of a uniform. Plus, the way they were standing at my car was like they were trying to open the door or look inside. I'm really glad that we were able to get away from that guy, whoever he was.